Hi, and welcome to Keeping Jesus in the Classroom, a weekly podcast that mixes encouragement, helpful tips, and a little humor to help us keep shining for Jesus. I'm your host, Missy Jenkins, and I hope you'll find our time together to be time well spent. Welcome to Episode 4, The Power of Our Words. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 tells us to encourage one another and build each other up. As teachers, we're doing this all day, right? We want our students to believe in themselves and always try their best. We're working to create an atmosphere of love and trust so our students feel safe and cared for while they're with us. Unfortunately, not all teachers are like this. There are some teachers, hopefully not many, who think students learn best in an atmosphere of fear. They believe they have to be tough or mean to keep the students in line. I totally disagree. Now, I absolutely believe our students should always be respectful, but I think our students learn best when they know that they're loved and cared for. Students who believe the teacher likes them are more likely to try harder. When we use our words to build our students up, we earn their trust and they want to please us. When a teacher is always critical and always looking for her students to mess up, she's asking for trouble. Proverbs 15:4 says, "The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit." I never want to hurt a child's spirit. Now, I'm not by any means putting myself up on a pedestal, because I've been teaching 19 years. So over the years, rest assured, I have hurt students' feelings. Hopefully, I've made up for that at some point. But there have been times when my patience have been tested and I've failed miserably. I've said things I wished I could say, take back immediately. When you see the hurt on a child's face, it is the absolute worst. I have also hurt feelings and not even realized it until I got the visit from the angry parents or had to face the principal after he had to deal with the parent. Either way, it was absolutely no fun. Grown-ups make mistakes. Teachers make mistakes. And I think we should be quick to apologize. Now, I'm not saying we should be doormats and let our students and parents run all over us, but if we make a mistake and say words we shouldn't or speak too harshly, I think we should humble ourselves and apologize. Our students are all different. Some are more sensitive than others, and we should always be mindful of that. A raised eyebrow can make some students straighten up, or a phone call home, or maybe just the threat of the phone call home, it may be required for others. I'm just saying that if we speak too harshly, embarrass a student, or see that we've crushed their spirit, we shouldn't be too proud to say we're sorry. We are the adults after all. We are the role models in our classroom, and we should take our power to build our students up or tear them down seriously. We may be the only kind person that some of them see. I want my students who come from bad situations to find peace and acceptance when they're with me. Our words are so important, and I know how hard it is when you're tired of hearing your name called, you're tired of answering the same question over and over. I know how easy it is to say the wrong thing. All I'm saying is, if we do that, if we realize we've hurt a child, there's nothing wrong. It doesn't make us less. It doesn't make us a wimp. It doesn't make us lose our power over the classroom if we stop and apologize. It's inevitable that we're going to lose our temper. We're going to lose our cool in the classroom. But we have to find a way to diffuse that. If it's counting to 10, if it's just walking away from the situation, whatever it is that can give you an opportunity to pull yourself together, we have to do it. Just don't lash out in anger. Nothing good comes from using your words to tear down a child. It only takes a second to destroy their spirit, and it could take a lifetime for them to forget it. You don't want to be the teacher they remember as the one who made them feel unloved or unworthy. Remember your power over your classroom and hold your anger and frustration in check. It will save you so much grief in the long run. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you have, it would mean so much to me if you could leave me a review. Apparently, reviews are important in the podcast world. Have a great week, and remember to use your words to build others up. I'll be back again next week with another episode of Keeping Jesus in the Classroom. Thanks for listening.